Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Tom Withers is in today. Jeff is back tomorrow for opening day. Home opening day. I got to stop saying that. The ABS system. I love it. I think it's great. So, and I also like how fast. It's really fast, too.
Yeah.
It does have kind of a tennis feel to it.
Very much so.
When they go to the
U.S. Open feel to it.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
And so just give me your general thoughts on this.
I like it. Don't love it. I still like the element of human error, I think, is a big part of sports. Now, I want them to get it right. Don't get me wrong.
Why? Does it have to be?
No, it doesn't have to be. I just, like, in this world of the robots are taking over and AI, I just like...
I'm kind of okay with it there if they get it right in sports.
Yeah, get it right. Get it right. I got you. Well, especially in this gambling, betting world that we live in, that's what everybody's concerned about. So yeah. I get all of that. And I'm not going to kick you off my infield quite
yet. Okay, good.
I like it. I think it's fascinating, and I had mentioned this to you the last time I was in with you, even watching it during spring training, how this was going to develop during the year and how teams were going to have to develop strategies towards this, how quickly guys, whether that's the catcher or the batter, are going to be able to ask for it. It seems like they're already allowing there to be a verbal challenge as opposed to the double tap on the on the head, which was seemed to be the thing.
Here's what I started thinking about, because remember last year somebody got booted? Didn't somebody get booted for tapping their head?
Yes.
During the season last year?
I think it was a twin.
I can't remember. Because he thought it was a bad call.
And they wanted it, or they were choking about.
Oh, and the ump didn't like it. No, the ump tossed him. Here's my concern. Little leaguers and high school guys are going to be doing it now. When they think it's a bad call, they're going to turn around to the umpire and double tap their head. I love it in the stands. I think it's cool.
Are you good with Game 3 of the World Series hinging on a tapped helmet strike call?
If it's correct, I have no problem with it.
Okay. Here's the problem I have. The DR game.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They might still be playing, right?
That was infuriating.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that was not a strike in any way, and I wish we had replay for it.
What happens, though, in Game 7 of the World Series when it's not in and you don't have any challenges left?
Ooh,
that's
trouble.
And it's just a bad call.
Yeah. I do like also...
That's how I don't like...
Finally,
hands better.
I'll say this too. I finally like that fans are being educated to understand that just takes a nick of the ball to touch that box is a strike. So when I hear people complaining about, you know, that inch and a half or whatever the circumference of a ball is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
This is how it works.
And then, remember, it's coming in, if you're throwing it 100 miles an hour, it's still hard to see. So you could understand why an umpire, when a catcher frames, you could understand why an umpire would call a strike or a ball. More strike.
I like the fact that it's kind of heightening the drama in some ways, right, Andy? I was a little bit, and Dan, and I was a little bit worried about it you know, slowing the game down, but that doesn't seem to be a problem at
so
all.
Fast. They're so fast on it.
And you're right. It's created this drama moment. It's become one of the funnier moments in baseball is when somebody goes, there's a challenge on the field, and you see everybody see it and go nuts if it's right for the home team.
Well, and I like how quickly.
It's so fun.
To your point, I like how quickly, though, the umpires turn around, let everybody know that it's coming, that the batter is challenged, whatever, and then everybody focuses on the scoreboard, and off we go.
Yep.
All right. So, but there. So, two things that come up. And I said this the other day. Although the younger batters they've had this for a while. How long have we been using this in the minors?
Oh goodness, a couple years now.
Three years. Yeah.
Yeah, about 2-3 years. Everybody's had enough time.
So I think that the younger batters are probably more accustomed to it and should be better off at challenging. I just think there's going to be a point where there's going to be a young guy that wastes one early on. And they're going to use another one where maybe they were close and didn't get it.
I agree.
And it's going to hit the eighth, ninth inning, and Aaron Judge is going to be at the plate, and it's going to be a bad call. And I like Aaron Judge. I don't think Aaron Judge is ever going to get mad like that because I just don't think he's that guy.
No.
But you know as well as I do, if you're in the league long enough and you become salty and you're a veteran and you saw young guys in the beginning of the game blow a couple of these challenges – and you weren't able to do it late in the game where you might have been in a position to win the game, man, you got stuff getting thrown in
and
the clubhouse.
Great point. And I think you're already seeing this. If you've noticed, I'll even watch the Dodgers and the Guardians the last couple of nights, there were some pitches in the first few innings that were borderline that they just let go. They were like, got to take my lumps here and just kind of sulk my way back to the dugout because, you know what? Hosey might need that call in the seventh inning. So that's a great point. So I do think the evolution of the strategy here is going to be fascinating as we go forward.
Then there's the other argument about this thing, too. It's just like, well, if it's going to get it right on every pitch, why don't we just use it all the time?
Oh, see, I don't like that.
Okay, here's why I don't like it, because I love this strategy, the cat and mouse game of when to use it and when not to use it.
I think it's interesting to see if they're going to end up giving them an extra one, like, will this eventually evolve to like get three or what? Yeah, I think this is going to be a little bit.
But if you're wrong, it's meaningless. How about Booney going crazy the other night? Was that C.B. Buckner? He was mad at.
No.
Who's the guy that missed six? I thought the Yankees the other night. I thought it was.
Derek Shelton went off.
Oh, It was Derek. You're right.
For the
I'm
Twins.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I got my former Indians confused.
Yeah, yeah.
Former
it was Derek
guys
Shelton.
That were, yeah.
And it was due to the fact
the timing, right?
Yeah.
It took too long.
Yeah. The pitcher took too long to challenge it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just okay. So first of all, by the way, Guardians fans, we're not good at this. Our team is not good.
This is a work in progress for the Guardians.
We are,
to say the least.
I mean, we are in dead last place.
And you know what's interesting about that too? So they're 2-10, 2 wins, 10 losses in challenges. And I thought Rick and Matt did a good job of talking about this last night, which is that Bo Naylor could be gun shy now, right? Because once you've not had any success with this, and you've lost your last four challenges in a row, you start really second guessing yourself, much like you do as a batter, as to whether or not you saw what you saw or you didn't see what you saw. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'd love to have Sandy back there. I think you'd get him all right. But you know, you look at this is weird. ESPN has us at 14.3%. And the other one we were looking at...
17%.
So Baseball Savant has...
Yeah, which is run specifically by Major League Baseball.
Baseball Savant? Is
all of your StatCast data, all of the fun stuff that you see there, all gets dumped onto that website from Major League Baseball.
And the other side of the spectrum is the Baltimore Orioles are 12-2.
Right.
In their challenges.
So ESPN also grades out the umpires. And, you know, C.B. Buckner was taking a lot of heat, and then he got hit last night, right?
Ugh. Took one off the mask.
So
hope he's all right.
So he was at like 77%.
Well, and he was really under fire, Andy, so you know. He was really under fire the other day by missing a call at first base where he ruled that the batter did not step on the bag, and in fact he had.
Yeah.
Our old buddy Jake Bowers was the one who was
running. Jake Bowers, that's right. Ah. Yeah.
So I'm just looking through. So they also ESPN has umpire ABS challenge leaders. Eric Bacchus is there. Are 1, 2, 3? Is there anybody? There are 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 who haven't had any calls overturned, but they haven't had very many questions.
Challenges, right?
Which makes you think, well, these guys are pretty good umpires,
well,
right?
That's the other thing too.
It promotes good umpires too, and makes bad umpires kind of stand out.
And that plays into your strategy, Andy. Going into a game, we know that umpire X is behind the plate.
Right.
Like, here's what we should do. I know.
So if you're looking, but then again, part of this might be how many times through the rotation they, with seven games in, right? We only have, there should be, well, it depends if you play a four-game series. Everybody gets a shot behind the home plate and then a three-game. So these guys should be going through their second rotation right now of calling balls and strikes. So Eric Backus, I got to tell you, I don't like this. Here's what I don't like. I don't want to know an umpire or referee's name.
That's what I was just going to tell you.
I don't want to know your name. You are a part of the woodwork. And if you're really good, I have no idea who you are. That makes you a great umpire or referee. Tom, no offense, but I hope no one knows who you are.
I'm with you. And I tell you what, I'll take this and we can go to a little bit of a tangent here on this.
Sure.
What drives me crazy about the NBA right now is how much it's slowing the game down. And you've got a guy like Keon Ellis, all due respect, Keon, 4 seconds into the game last Friday against the Heat, he's asking Kenny Atkinson to review a call.
Right.
4 seconds into the game. Like, come on now. I also think it's interesting that you have on the benches in the NBA, and we've also seen this in the NCAA tournament, you have guys assigned to seeing that quick replay and deciding whether or not the coach should make the challenge. So, I don't know, this is just the evolution of sports today, and I'm okay with most of it, to your point, Andy, as long as we're getting it right. Just don't slow it down too much. It brings a whole other wrinkle into it, though, doesn't it? And then some.
Yeah, the other part is that, you know, for a long time, the NFL referees, they were like stars because the NFL was the first to put a...
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Microphone on a referee.
They're going on strike, by the way.
I know. But they were the ones to turn to the camera and said, you know, offside, offense, number 73. And now, all of a sudden, you start looking at their NFL referees, and you start to know their names, and you're like, man, that guy's in shape. Oh, look, now his son is, you know? Like, again, if you go back to it, you want referees and umpires to be a part of the woodwork, but every sport now. The hardest part for me...
The scrutiny on them is incredible.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that are out there, by the way, that are held to a margin of perfection. They've got to get everything right. I'll be honest with you. So when I refereed this year, I would bring the kids together for the captain's meeting before the game, and I would say to them, one of the things I would say to them is that, hey, you guys are going to miss some shots. I'm going to miss some calls. Let's just both try to be better together and have some fun. Now... That's at a lower level. It's just with gambling, with everything else is involved here, Andy, it leads me to think that we're heading down a slippery slope, because we are.
Yeah, but is the job of a referee to get every call right?
No.
The job of a referee is to keep the game moving and to make sure that no one, I mean, ultimately, especially when we're talking about youth, just trying to make sure no one gets hurt.
And without referees or with umpires, it's practice.
Oh, you're right. Although I've seen referees in practices before.
Well, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you're saying, but we don't, you know, their job is to do that. And I can tell you at the younger levels, I'm thinking of one whose brother I ran into last night, who's a famous family here. The reason I think this referee is really, really good is because he knows he's human. and he will skate over to you and say, maybe a minute after a call, especially if you don't.
I missed that one, Coach.
I missed it.
Yeah.
I have no problem.
No.
You know what? The other argument I'll never have, I don't know if we ever had this talk. You know, you may see something that happens, and it might even be egregious. But if the referee is doing what their job is, they may not be in position to see what happened. And when a referee comes over to me and says, Andy, I didn't see it, I'm like, okay, I'm never going to argue with you because I can't expect you to see everything always.
By the way.
And then the other one part of it, youth, are referees that when a kid gets a foul, maybe I don't know if you do this or not, but when you call a foul on a kid and he looks puzzled, or if they get a penalty, you just explain to them what happened, and so they learn the game. I mean, like, so, no one's playing for gigantic money when we're talking about kid stuff.
Yeah, so I try to do that. I try to pull a kid over and say, hey, here's what you did wrong. It's part of the education process. Oh, by the way, 2 weeks ago, I passed my baseball exam.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm going to be umpiring this spring and summer.
Are you doing high school or are you doing...
No, you can't start out in high school, but I'll be doing, like, you know, travel games of high school level kids. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Wow, look at you.
We'll see.
All right, do you want me to throw stuff at you or yell at you? Or
please don't.
Can I please get one insane baseball dad or insane Everybody baseball mom to come down here? Just for training, you should just have parents yell at you.
Hug a ref. Hug an ump.
It's just practice if they're not there. Come back. I want to touch on one other thing that we haven't touched on. It's a major thing going on, and it's kind of under the radar right now. We'll talk about that when we come back. Tom Withers is here. Andy Baskin. It is Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Pat Boyle here to help you get close to Buster One Sports. The Pistons host the T-Wolves, and I think defense will be on display just like their last meeting. They played last week, and the final was 109-87. Cade Cunningham's absence for Detroit has forced them to be even better defensively, and they have, ranking number 4 in the NBA since his injury. In that same span, Minnesota is the number 1 rated defense. They had been missing Anthony Edwards for the past 2 weeks. He's questionable to play tonight. Whether or not he plays, I like the under. I'm Pat Boyle. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetMGM app today.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
When there's news that affects the Cleveland sports fan, Darryl Ryder is on top of every headline. Listen to his reports on the station with the most local sports talk in town. 92.3 The Fan, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.